Are they in
the back? That's established.
That's their establishment.
And it's a normative way of working.
Well, some people below their dignity to do
something. Again, dignity is one thing. Wait, hold a second. Hold a second. My father once told me, nobody ever dies of hunger. You die from COVID.
Okay. Actually, there was someone who is one of the
Russian... It's a Gemara, by the way. Shait nevel to besukah, v'alitaymer gavra kahana na gavra rabana. Take any job you can, and don't say it's pasnis.
So
to Gemara.
So they're not...
They're doing something that can work. People knock on my door, and I give them a check, right? That means it has an... I'm not like the Saramaskim, right? It has a normative way of working.
There was someone named Rav Schechter who used to come here from Jerusalem. He's one of the associates. He's one of the... Rosh Yeshiva of Shar Shemayim, and he would go door to door, and he would go through the shuls, taking coins from people.
Okay, I think we should move on. That's where we are. It's a major machlokes. It's a major machlokes. But remember, and again, I'll leave it with that, B'seis HaPechot HaLechem is not a bracha, it's a klala. The fact that we have to do B'seis HaPechot, it's a klala. But the Chazanish holds it's a chiyav. It's a major machlokes. Again, Reb Gifter in the first piece in Parshas Miketz makes the machlokes the Chazanish and the Beis Halevi. He doesn't make it. Proves from Rishonim different opinions in this matter. Okay. We are up to the Gemara, second line from the top of Chavzayin and Beis. And we are leaving the discussion we had the last few days. We're getting involved in a new aspect. Masiv Reb Amnuna. He's zeroing in on something else. He said that we've said before that when the behemah is a balmum, it's liquid. You can get rid of it right away. Therefore, it would be included in the word stuma, right? Which we'll learn like Rabbi Yechonin now just because it's easier. So the halakha l'maisha metzina, have stumim included balimum. What we're zeroing in is the balimumim is liquid, and it's considered like money. That's the point that we're going to be zeroing in now. Is an animal with a mum considered money? We said yes. We said that money doesn't just mean cash. Money means anything liquid, which included an animal that's about mum. But the point we're going to zero in is that liquidity equals money. That's what we said before. That even if you learn it has to be, it can't be an item. Right, because an item is considered mufreshes, right? But liquid items were considered money. That was the point
everyone,
we said.
That's just one opinion. Did everyone agree at that point?
Nobody disagreed that liquid items are money. The argument was whether non-liquid items have a difference.
By the behemoth with a mum,
that was accepted by all. Rav Nachman explained Rav Huna. There was no argument.
Oh, okay.
So everybody agreed that liquid items translate equals cash. Now, whether non-liquid items equals cash in halacha of stumim was a machlokes. But the bottom line was, liquid items equals cash. And that's what we're zeroing in on. We're not zeroing in on any halacha l'maisha metzinah mufret. We're just zeroing in on that fact. The Gemara assumed as a davar pashut, an accepted fact, liquidity equals cash. So the Gemara, I'll prove you not that way. Tashima. Now, the Rush has a different gears than this Gemara. But we're going to learn this Mishnah. It's a Mishnah later on. And in the Mishnah, we're going to see there are two gears. So the Rush has a different gears than this Gemara right away. So we're going to learn the Rush's gears. Now, to understand this Mishnah, it's a Mishnah. And we're going to get to this Mishnah, Mer Shishem, sometime next week. And that is, the Mishnah says that a son, this Halacha L'maisha Mitzinai, that a son can use his father's karbonus for his own naziris. His father is a nazir and dies. The son can use the karbonus of his father for naziris. For his own naziris. Now, that is limited when yes and when not. I just said a statement, but that statement needs parsing. When yes and when not. And that's what the Mishnah is going to be explaining. When is this halakha l'maisha metzinai apply, and when does it not apply? And we're going to see from that halakha that bali mumim are not money. Liquidity does not equal cash. That's what we're going to try to prove. Again, the discussion here is a very, very pointed one, limited one. Is liquid items and cash interchangeable? If the answer is yes, that's what we said before. This Mishnah is going to prove to us that they're not interchangeable. What does the Mishnah say? Let's move to the Rush. Ketzar. I'm reading the Gemara still. Ketzar Amru Ish Megaleach on the Ziris Aviv. When do we say that a son can be Megaleach on the Ziris Kabbalas of his father? Now let's go to the Rush. This man, Shehoy Aviv Nazir, his father was a Nazir, the Hifrish Ma Stumim Linzirusai, and separated money without specifying which Kabbalas. I'm reading the Rush. The Amar Ben, and the son said, Hareini Nazir, Amanasha Galach Hamoas Abba. I'm becoming a Nazir on the condition the father died, on the condition that I can use my father's money for my Naziris. Harezeh Megaleach Hamoas Abba. Talach Lamaisha Matinai. Dad was a Nazir, died after separating his Kabbalas without specifying which one is which, just specified his, he specified money. He put money aside for his kabbanas. He died. It's ma'astumim. The son accepted Naziris on the condition that he can use his father's money. So there is halacha l'maaseh b'Sinai, that the son can use his father's money for his own kabbanas Naziris. Ha'ezeh megaleach al ba'zabit. Avol, im ha'yohu v'aviv Nazirim. If he was a Nazir already, together with his dad, before his dad died, v'hifrish aviv ma'astumim umeis. Now the son is already a current nazir before his father passed on. V'yomer ben areini megaleach ma'as abba, and then the son says, "I'd like to use my father's money." Einam yiplu l'daba. Then it goes to the daba. What? Kegel. And it's not lachem ayim b'sinai. Not logic. It's lachem ayim b'sinai.
Is there any mechanism?
Yes, Svarim, Dr. Rush, the Garzi Ipcha. They say the opposite, that the son can only use it if he was a Nazir when his father died, and cannot use it if he becomes a Nazir afterwards. The exact opposite of what we said in this Mishnah. There's two Girsas in the Mishnah. Some are Gairis, that the son can only use it if he becomes a Nazir after the father died, and some are Gairis, he can only use it if he became a Nazir before his father died. The exact opposite. Some have one gears and some have the other gears. It's halach l'maaseh b'Sinai. Some are gears one way, some are gears the other way. Dr. Rush, I like my gears better. Dr. Rush. However, I have a gears is the ikker. My gears is the ikker. The one he had. I mean, the one he quoted. The mistabru l'meimu d'nemra halach ha'echad d'tchilas kabalos n'zirasai ha'ezah smach ma'azavav. Makes more sense to me that a person should be allowed to use his father's money if that's how he accepted his Naziris to begin with. But if he was a Nazir before his father died, he already had his own obligation. Why should he be able to use his father's money? So the Rush is saying, listen, halacha l'maaseh b'Sinai aren't logical. The Rush knows that. It's what the Torah wants, this is what God wants, and that's the way it is. But if you have to choose which one makes more sense, like the rest, it makes more sense to me that when he originally accepted the Naziris on the condition that he can use dad's money, it makes more sense he should be used it than when he had his own obligation and now wants to use his father's money for his own obligation. What?
Since when do we apply logic to it?
And if the truth is, you can't. And therefore, there would be no two Gersas. The Rush would have accepted the other Gersa and said, that's what the halacha l'maaseh b'Sinai is. But he's faced with two Gersas. So the Rush feels, once I have two Gersas and I have to figure out what way am I going to learn, I will use my logic. He's not saying that we have to know logically shot in halacha l'maaseh b'Sinai. It's not true. What he is saying is, if I have two Gersas in front of me, and I have to make a decision which is the one I will accept, I will use my logic to figure out what I think is the right Gersa. He's not saying the other Gersa is wrong. He brings it. He just says it makes more sense to me that Gersa. That's all. He's allowed to do that. Yes?
So we do know that there can be corruption in the transmission. There's the
ones which come to mind immediately are...
Yeah, that's not the shaila here.
No, but I'm saying, the permission to use logic in finding out which one is correct, which gears is correct, would certainly be...
What bothers Dr. Harris is not that. He agrees that logic is a very necessary tool in things. But halacha l'maaseh, we've seen that doesn't work with logic.
It's not a logical thing.
So therefore, in non-logical things, Dr. Harris was bothered, why are we using logic to figure out something that's not based on logic? Halacha, which is not halacha l'maaseh, we've seen now, shatim and svaris are based on logic. So there, we could use logic to determine which we think is the correct girsa. Because we're dealing with things that are based on logic. What was bothering Dr. Harris is, what are we bringing logic into a non-logical thing? And the answer to that is, when you have two girsas, you can still use logic for that. We're not disagreeing.
No.
Yes. Okay. Dr. Gemara Bait.
But this girsa has the word almanas, so he has to fit that in. How does almanas work?
He didn't have the word almanas. He translated it as almanas. He said almas. He said almanas. Correct. And the other girsa also has almanas the other way.
No, he said almanas.
No. That's the first half. The other Yirsa turns it around. That if he said Amanas, it doesn't work. It's the same words. It's just which ones are first and which ones are second. Meaning, the words in the Mishnah are the same. The question is the order. What works and what doesn't work. Yes?
I would have phrased it slightly differently. The law of the Mishnah is not based, it's not governed by human logic. It doesn't mean it's not logical.
Right, of course it's logical to the rabbi. You're right. When I said not logical, I meant to human logic, correct?
It
has to be because it's the rabbinic story. Rabbi doesn't do illogical things. Right, but it's not logical to our minds, is what I'm saying. Yes.
So, when the Rosh appears up, he's taking something that was destined for Nadava.
Correct.
Converting it.
Correct. That's got, and if we wouldn't allow that, if not for halacha l'maaseh mezina. Again, we're dealing with halacha l'maaseh mezina.
There's no
more
objection
to
Rishlakish.
No, nothing.
Only in the first.
Right, this is halacha l'maaseh mezina. Zok the Gemara. So let's go back to the Gemara. I just read it the Rush's way. Beis. And in the case that it doesn't work, right, when he can't use it, let's say the Rosh's Girsa, when he was a current Nazir when his father died, said halacha is, he can't use his father's money. So what happens to the money? This is the regular halacha, the ma'astumas goes to the nedava. What if the father left over behemoths that are separated? Chatas tamus, chatas shemesu balea gets killed. Ayla tikrav ayla, Ushlamim yikrav ayushlamim. Period. Now, the Mishnah did not say that the behemoth was without a mum. The Mishnah did not say, Haisalai behemoth mufreshas, that's not a balmum. Therefore, the Gemara understands that even if it's a balmum, we would consider it as mufreshas, not as money. Even if the animal has a mum, right, we would consider it mufreshas. Because the Mishnah didn't say Haisla Behema Tmima, it says Haisla Behema. My love, I feel the Balas Mum. Is a raya that Balas Mum is not, liquid does not equal cash. Because if liquid equaled cash, Balas Mum would be like leaving money. So I think my light Tmima. No, it means not Balas Mum. Frek the Gemara, I have a moss. Balas Mum Kistuma Damya? What are you telling me? That if it would be a balas mum, it would be like cash. So mayu yamos. So why did the Mishnah have to contrast money and animal? Lema isla behema balas mum yipulugaba. Stick to animals and say if he left an animal that's tamima, it's mufreshet. He left an animal balas mum, it's tuma. Why did we have to contrast money and animal? Contrast different animals. Right. Dr. Gemara, no. That's not a kasha. To the Gemara, since what is Baal Mum going to be used for? To get money. That's money. The Gemara doesn't view a Baal Mum animal any different than cash. So it says cash. Cash equals a Behemoth Baal Mum. The Gemara doesn't see it as any big deal to tell you that a Behemoth Baal Mum is cash. What are you going to use the Behemoth Baal Mum for? to get cash to buy animals. So that's cash. That's why the Gemara refers to cash and not to buy Ibn Balaslam. So the Gemara rejects the Raya, says there's nothing to do with anything. Behemoth Balaslam is cash, and therefore when the permission said cash, it meant Behemoth Balaslam. Why didn't it say Behemoth Balaslam? It didn't have to. That's cash. That's what you do with it. You get cash. Dr. Rush.
Follow up behind Malmo. The son is
Mechoyev
to...
He's not Mechoyev. He's allowed to.
Is anybody else allowed to?
No. Talagla Majotin of a son? Nobody else.
Talk about the same thing. A son is allowed to do what?
Under certain circumstances, if he's to go.
The person didn't have a son. Had no children.
It goes to the Daba.
So the Basin takes over the...
Who does the Daba? Whoever takes care of his estate. There's nobody, by the way, there's no one except the Ger that dies without a relative responsible for his estate. Somebody is yarshening him. And that person that's yashening has to deal with all the monies. And if there's money for Kabbalah Naziris, he has to give it to the Hegdish to use as Nadava.
And then we want to look into far off, the right field, whatever it is. When a person dies, who's the Chanukah's son? So his wife. And if not, then the basement takes over.
No, there's no such thing.
Is the Krovin take over for that too?
There's no Chi of Chenuch. Well, you know, by the way, you wait to the Chafetz of an Aleph, but we'll talk about who's obligated in Chenuch, period. But honestly, the chiyuv chinuch is on the father, maybe on the mother, which is going to be an issue. But for sure not on anybody else. No, chiyuv milah is on Bezin. Bezin has no chiyuv chinuch. Now, by the way, without a chiyuv chinuch, it's a nice thing that people should take care of your Simon. It would be a nice, you know, it is a very worthwhile thing in Judaism to take care of people that have to be taken care of. Chiyuv chinuch? There's no chiyuv chinuch. And there's differences in halacha if there's a chiyuv chinuch. Nobody is obligated to buy the kid a lulav and a nesrik. Only the father. And maybe the mother we'll talk about. Nobody is obligated. The only one that's obligated is dad and maybe mom. Rahman al-Islam, a kid has no parents. Nobody has. Now, it's a nice thing to have an organization called Lynx that buys kids who love them and estrade them. It's a very beautiful thing. It's a mitzvah rabbah. I'm not belittling it, chas v'shalom. Obligation? Nobody has an obligation. It's a communal obligation to take care of one's own yidden, from yidden that need to be taken care of.
Yosem
Yarshin, a Balmum, that was Mufresh. Goes to the dump. If it's Mufresh, it doesn't have to be Yosem. Whoever his closest relative is in charge of taking care of his thing. What? Can't hear you.
Do you have to have a closest relative?
Unless he's a Ger.
Jew has no father, no mother, no business.
Does he have a father? Did he have a father's father? Did that father's father have children?
Let's say
this
is one. There's no
cousins. Is there second cousins? Is there third cousins? Is there 15th cousins? Ain't luck. The Gemara says, Ain't luck. Adam Yisrael like Yarshim chutz Magir. Magir was Magir who didn't have children, has no Yarshim. Everybody else has a Yairik. We don't know who he is. We can't find him. People died in the Holocaust, didn't leave over any close relatives. Who gets the money that they might have left over in the Swiss account? We don't know. We don't know who the closest relative is. It might be a 20th or 4th cousin. But that guy, Yarshin, is Menatayra. There's truth about this. What do we do if we don't know who the closest relative is? Nobody kept up with him. Guy died, Rahman al-Islam, he has no children. We don't know whose relatives are. But he has relatives, and they do Yashim and Atayra, it belongs to them. So there's all tshuva. I don't know the halacha. There's all kinds of tshuvas about that issue. It's a pertinent question. It doesn't happen often, Baruch Hashem, but there are people that die. They live alone in the west side of Cleveland. This happens in Cleveland. Right. So unfortunately, for Yidden, if the government steps in and they take over the estate and do whatever they want with it. if there's no known relative. That's their thing. There's no known relative. That's why the Chevron Kedisha is involved sometimes in doing levayas for people, because nobody knows that they have an agreement with something that they get a hold of the body so they can do a Yiddish Kvura. It's not the, you know, the old age home, wherever the guy was staying, the nursing home, takes over and they have rules of the government what to do with his assets. Yeah, this is, unfortunately, happens.
What happens to
the
Baal Mum? Owner has
the
Baal Mum. He can sell that,
and then it's a kach. One second, it's a kach of Baal Mum. Yeah, he gets a Baal Mum. He redeems it for money.
Yeah.
That becomes Tzuli HaMakdashim with certain halachas, but it's chulin basically,
yeah.
And the money goes to get his kachas.
He can go repurchase.
He has to. That money has kedusha now to make kachas.
Now that he was
made. So to make kachas, Yehu Yamamelach.
Son that gets a palace
or
whatever.
Again, designated or not designated? We're assuming not designated, Jeff. It wasn't a chatzis that got a mum. It was animals that had mum.
So then,
goes to the dava. He sells the animal and gives it to the dava. It's hectic. What? Because that's our local Moshe Mitzina. Chata Shemetsu Baleh Thomas.
They do that as a kippah.
If the animal's alive. If the animal's not alive, there's money. We throw the money into the Yama Melech. Okay. Zuckerash.
After
Kiva,
what happens to the Behemoth?
We kill it.
It dies in the...
Yes.
And then what happens?
You bury it.
You bury it.
Yeah.
You don't burn it.
No. I don't know. I just love Behemoth, precious, I love. My love, I love him. I'm here for having so much pain. Some noise in the background. Timothy Rush is coming. It sounds like somebody is sleeping. Timothy Rush is coming. It gets explained. It's like this in the forest. The ikasasim dami yivtu v'yava b'dmeim nadava. Elevada kima farashim dami. The Gemara understands behema means all kinds of animals. The loy chashvina lu kima farashim. Elevada kima farashim dami. The chashvina lu kima farashim b'nisar v'yamusu kulam. Ay, why don't we kill all three? The mistamba d'mei kim saim dem lechatas d'mei kevas loylet d'mei ayel ushlamim. If you consider behemah balusmum like stumim, mayu yitani bereish and mos. Lizlik v'listni yakob behemah, v'listni bereish ha'ishol behemah balimum yiplun l'gava. Why mention money? Mishani kivin the balmum kedusha l'dmei hainu mos. Since the balmum is kedusha l'dmei, that's called mos. Meaning the Gemara is rejecting the premise of the question. Anything liquid is money. So the Mishnah said money. That's all. Dr. Gemara Baita Masiv Rava. It's going to be a similar question, except that this Bryce is going to take an Amud. But at the end of the Bryce, it's going to be that Bali Swum is not money. And the answer is going to be, Bali Swum is money, the same answer. Meaning the answer is going to be, liquid equals cash, and therefore there was no reason to say Bali Swum over cash, that's all. But this Bryce teaches us a lot of new halachas that we might not have known before. Masiv Rava, Karbonai. Now, it says three times in the Pasuk a reference to Karbonoi. I don't have a Chumash in front of me, but three times it says Karbonoi. In the side of my Gemara, it says, by Nasi does have Avera, it says, Behavius Karbonoi. Sirizim Zakartamim. The word Karbonoi is extra, it could have just said Behavius Sirizim. We're talking about he did an Avera, so he brings this carbon. Why does it have to say the word Karbonoi? When a person does an Avera by himself, a regular person, again it says, behavior Karbonoi. And then it says if he brings a lamb, it says again, behavior Karbonoi. So three times, the Torah puts the word Karbonoi in unnecessarily for us. It says, he did an Avera, bring the following animal. Why did it have to say bring a carbon, his following animal? Obviously, he's going to bring a carbon. So what are we saying, Karbonoi? So three times, Karbonoi is extra.
His carbon.
What?
His
carbon. Zakh the Gemara Karbanai be Karbanu who yaitzev ain't yaitzev karban aviv. Karbanai is telling me he has to bring his own carbon. If his father had a carbon and died, he can't use his father's carbon for his obligation. His obligation has to be met by his own animal, not by somebody else's existing carbon. Yachul yaitzev karbanai shel aviv. Maybe that restricts the person using it from a different level of Eira. There are two levels of Eiras that get Karban Chatas. One is severe Eiras that get Mises Bezen, and one are lighter Eiras that only get Karas. For instance, somebody that Mechal Yom Kippur brings a Chatas, if he did it B'Shaygik. His Mezid would be Karas. Somebody that's Mechal Shabbos, B'Shaygig, brings a Karban Chatas. His Mezid is Skila. So Skila is Chamura, and Karas is considered Kala. I mean, it's not so light, by the way, but in contrast, it's lighter than Skila. So maybe when the Torah said a person has to bring his own carbon and can't use that's carbon, is if it's a different level of Aveira. He can't bring it from a Kala on a Chamura and from a Chamura on a Kala, meaning his father did one level, he wants to use it for a different level, either up or down. Maybe that's what the Torah says, you can't use that's carbon. But maybe if it's the same level of Eira, he can use his father's chatas for himself. His father was Mechal Yom Kippur, and he ate chaylev. Both are karas, and both are chatas. Maybe he can use it. Or his father was Mechal Shabbos, and he lived with a bat kayin. Both are karas, both are Mrs. Bezen, and he could use it then. Maybe yes. Maybe the Torah only restricted when his father separated for a level, and now he wants to use it for a different level. But if he's in the same level, maybe he can. Talmud Lamer's second time Korbanai. Torah repeated a second time Korbanai. The Korbanai V'yaitzah, V'ayin Yaitzah V'Korbanai Shalaviv, even on different levels. The Brisa continues. L'achol V'yaitzah V'Korban Aviv B'Behema, Shehifrish, Afilim V'Nakal V'Nakal V'Nakamur V'Nakamura, just like we find that even in the halacha l'maisha m'Sinai that a son can use his father's things for Naziris, it's limited to money. But for an animal, we said before, that he can't use his father's animals for Naziris, right? He can only use money. That's what we said before. So therefore, when it comes to animals, he cannot use his father's animal for a karban chatas for doing an aveira. We find that even by Nazir, where there's an allowance to use father's items, only money, not animals. So therefore, he can't use his father's chatas for his own chatas. But maybe, we find by money that the Torah allowed him to use his father's money, so maybe the Torah allows him to use his father's money for eating chaylev. How do we know, meaning, I told us that the kid can use his father's money for Naziris, for his own Karbanas. Even though his father separated it for his Karbanas, the kid can use it. So we find an allowance of a kid to use his father's money. So maybe that allowance covers that if the father did Aveira A and separated money for the Karban, and then he died, the kid can take the money for his own Aveira. Maybe. Maybe money is different than animals. That Karbanai only excluded that he can't use the animal. But who said he can't use the money? We see there's a difference between money and animals by Naziris. Talmud Leimar, his mind changed stumim, but life is mind changed for Hashem. He can use it when it's stumim, not for Hashem. Talmud Leimar, Karbanai. So the third Karbanai says, even money. So we have three Karbanai. One is to tell me he can't use his father's animal. That doesn't define when can he use the father's animal. Maybe it's only if it's a different level of Eira. If it's the same level of Eira, maybe he can, so there's a second Karbanai. Maybe that's only animals, but money he can, so there's a third Karbanai. That's the Braisa so far. Let's catch up with the Rush. Dr. Rush. Masiv Rabbi Karbanai b'Karbanai. B'parches Ashenasi Yechta. Ksivi Gimul Karbanas. In the parash of Ashenasi Yechta, it says three times the word Karbanai. Chad benasi, chad behedit, echad bekivsa, echad besira. It's really two by hedit, one by kivsa, one by sira. The kamakadarish, and we're dashing the first one first. His father separated the carbon who mates. But Ben Yechai writes the carbon atzmai. And the son had his obligation to bring the chatas. Ain't Ben Yechai writes the carbon. He can't use his father's chatas.
No matter when he was over?
Matter when. It's only by the Zeres there's an allowance. Even by the Zeres, we don't let him use the animal. Only the money. Minakala, Chela Vidam, Ushar Chai Bekatos, Sheikh Hayav Mazdainim Skila. Kala means there's no Mises Vesen. That even in Mazid, the worst case scenario is Kareth. And again, we're calling Kareth Kala. It's really not such a pleasant thing. Ahamura, Shabbos, Abedizara, Kijaitzabem, Shayab Mazdainim Skila. I just want to point out that he talks about Skila. He doesn't say Mises Bezin as a whole. He doesn't say straight for Cherek Chenek. So I don't know whether he's insisting on Skila to be Hamura or any Mises Bezin. The Marshal, Baskayan gets Shreifa. She gets Shreifa. Bishagig, she would bring a Chatas. But it wouldn't be Skila. Would that be considered Chamura or Kala? Kala is Karis. Chamura is Skila. All his examples are Skila. Doesn't say any other ones. I don't know. Talmud Lamer Kabbalah, Hasheni. Tafila HaKala, HaKala Min HaChamura, HaChamura Eni Yaitza. Shareinu the Megaleach HaBavis from Benziris. Shem Hifrish Behemis and Jerusalem Eitz. The father had separated Kabbalahs. Vamra Ben Areni Nazar Manash HaGalach HaNaziris Abba. Eni Megaleach HaLeim. They never HaLoch HaLemah Stumim Shifrish Abbas. That HaLoch was only set on money. Talmud Lamer HaChatzai. Now here the Rosh has a different Gersa than we have. We have Talmud Lamer Karbonai. No, that Rosh is in the next Gemara, so we'll leave that in the next Gemara.
Going back to the halacha,
yes.
You're allowed to make a
limb
off of that. That's not a restriction
on halacha Moshe Mishinai. No, you cannot make a limb out of halacha Moshe Mishinai. We're not making a limb out of halacha Moshe
Mishinai. Just like there, you could use the mois, so maybe the behema on the halacha.
Again, we had a pasuk. Without a pasuk, we would have said it continues his father's carbon. That's how the Gemara approached. We need a pasuk to say a kid can't use the father's carbon. So we're excluding now. What can a kid use? So we have a havamina. There's a difference in an animal and money. So you'll tell me, why have such a havamina? The answer is, I see such a thing by Nazir. I'm not deriving from Nazir. I'm deriving it because logically, the Gemara thought a kid should be able to use his father's chattas. That's what the Gemara thought. It needed an exclusion to tell me that he can't. So maybe that exclusion is limited. Now you'll tell me, how do you know it makes such a difference? I see by Nazir that difference exists. Nazir is not my source. Nazir is just a proof that the Torah does treat money different than animals.
I would logically think
that's a great question. That's a great question. It's a great question. But that's clear from this Braisa. Because if you're right, we don't need a pasuk. The fact that the Braisa started and said, I need a pasuk to tell me that the son can't use his father's carbon for his own obligation, right? Telling me that without the pasuk, you would have let him use it. I need a pasuk to tell me no. Now, you're asking a great question. Why would I have such a thought? I don't know. Honestly, I think the reason you have this kasha is because you've been in all your life, you've been told the kids can't use your father's carbon. And that's the way it is by Nazir also. So therefore, that became an accepted fact. And you're asking, why did the Gemara not think that way? I think the accepted fact came after this Gemara. Meaning, without this Gemara, and without knowing anything, you might say, why can't a kid use his father's carbon? He inherits him, so let him inherit his chattas and use it.
It's like the father's chattas, his obligation is gone now.
It sure is. He's dead.
So it doesn't revert. I mean, because it is.
It's going to remain the chattas, but why can't the kid use it? He inherits everything else.
Yeah, you might as well use it for another time.
That's the chattas here. So the pasuk says no. What?
Money. But
even money, we have a third pasuk. Only nothing.
When the father dies,
when a person dies, his korbanos are left behind. They're brought as korbanos, doubles, right?
Well, let me explain the difference in the dava and bringing the korbanos. Very important distinction. When we talked about nedava, that meant giving it to Hegdus. And Hegdus brought it when the Mizbeach was empty. And Hegdus was in charge. Hegdus paid for the Nesachim. All those things. When we talk about when the father died and left an Ayla or a Shlomim, the son has to bring the Ayla and the Shlomim himself. And he has to pay for the Nesachim. It's his carbon for his father. Meaning, he's supposed to use his father's carbon, and he inherits it enough that he has an obligation to take care of it. He can't dump it into Hegdus and say, hi, here's an island, take care of it.
The carbon goes to the father.
That upstairs, we'll have to check upstairs. I don't plan to check so soon. I hope not to check so soon. I just saw a word. I think I saw it in one of Rabbi Biederman's things. The one in the Rebbe used to say, somebody has tinnitus under a bunny, some under a bunny, some says, come up here, I'll explain it to you. I saw it somewhere this past Shabbos. I don't know which one I picked up to look at. Somebody has tinnitus under a bunny, some under a bunny, says, okay, so I'll explain it to you, but you got to come up here for that. Right. Maybe you excluded money. Now we're getting into a new thing. Reuven ate chalev, and then Reuven was Machal Shabbos, both b'shaygik. He separated a chatas for his chalev. He wants to use that chatas now for Kol Shabbos. Both are his kabanas. His own money, his own animal, bought an animal. He said, you know, this is going to be for my chalev that I ate b'shagik. They said, you know what? Let me use it for Shabbos. I'd like to get rid of that one first. Can he do that? Can he transfer a carbon that was designated for Abbe Re'eh? Nothing to do with Dad. Dad is out of the picture. This is the guy himself. He separated a carbon for Abbe Re'eh, and now he has Abbe Re'eh B also, and he had already separated for A, now he wants to use it for B. Does he have the right to do that? It's within his own money, own animals. Nobody else is involved. Yahu, I will yait the carbon shipish la atzmai min akala chamura min akamura akala. Tamid loymer karboni al katasai. Says the word al katasai. I say karboni l'shum. What's the gairus? L'shum katasai. What?
Can transfer.
Dr. Rush, Tavaloy Mal Khatasai, the Siv Karbani Al Khatasi Bepashi Sirik Siv Abi Karbani Sirik Izim Al Khatasai. Yahu Loyatsib Behema Shepish Atma Minakala Al Akala. I mean Akamura Al Akamura. Afilu Minakala, oh, what's Afilu takes out, I think he takes out the word. Afilu. Right. Afilu Minakala Kamura Minakamura Al Akala. Or either way, meaning he won't be at the same level of Avera and a different level of Avera. He can't switch it, period. Now, let me explain what the Gemara is going to say here. What the Gemara is going to say here is as follows. There's a distinct difference between animals and money here. The difference is as follows. A guy separated an animal for chalev. Then he went and took this animal and brought it for drinking blood. Bodur Chiyav Chatas, he switched it. The halacha is, it wasn't Yaitzis carbon. He gets no kapara. So he had no benefit. And therefore he doesn't Ivar Me'ila. Because he got no benefit out of it. He took his chatas that he separated for Avera A, he used it for Avera B, without asking a question, just did. He came to the Kayan and said, this is for Avera B. Never told him who he had separated for Avera A. At the end of the day, he got no kapara. Didn't work. And therefore, he didn't have meal of Hegdash. He didn't use Hegdash. He didn't got no pleasure from Hegdash. So there's no meal, and he gets no kapara.
When would the meal begin?
when he has pleasure from Hekdesh. He doesn't have pleasure.
It's not
going to give it. What pleasure does a person have from bringing a chatas?
Didn't accomplish anything.
Didn't accomplish anything. Now, however, if a guy separated money to buy a chatas for chaluf, and then he went and bought a chatas for dam,
with that money,
the money goes l'chulim. The money he separated for chatas goes l'chulim. But when he took the money and bought an animal, the money goes l'chulim. He went and separated the money to use for chaluf. He went and now bought an chatas for dam. But when he buys that animal, the money goes to chulim.
Selling the cow, he can use the money for whatever he wants. Right,
100%.
Because it got transferred to the animal.
Got transferred to the animal. Right. And the halacha is that the animal that he bought can be used for, he gets kapara if he uses it for dam. That's the halacha. Because since he used money that went out to Chulim, he got Me'ilah. He's over Me'ilah. He has Hanoah from this money. Take this money that he got pleasure from. He bought the animal. Therefore, the halacha is, if he used it for dam, he would get kapara.
But he also has to bring carbon Me'ilah.
He also has to bring carbon Me'ilah. But he used it, got kapara. So maybe, since that's true, he's allowed to do this for chatchila. Maybe he's allowed to take the money and use it for a different carbon that he designated for. See, buy an animal, even if he did it with the oven, it's not yaitza. But by money, if he did it, he did transfer it. It did work. So maybe the chatchila could take the money and do that.
There's me'ila. Obviously, something.
It's me'ila because it's wrong. But who says it's wrong? If it works, maybe it's not wrong. That's the shaila. But you can't learn now from a pasuk that said it doesn't work by animals that it doesn't work by money. Again, you're talking about after the fact.
Right.
Again, all we're trying to prove is that if you did it with money, it worked. Did it with animals, it doesn't work. So we see a distinct difference between animals and money. You know what? I'm going to do this again tomorrow, this last piece. We'll stop over here. Everybody...